This is the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, supported in part by Flying Dog Media. Check out flyingdogmedia.com for your next website. Charlottesville's Brickline Pedestrian Mall opened 30 years ago this month. A birthday party for the former West Main Street was held with free cake for everyone and music from the Star of the West Band. Let's hear now from the 30th anniversary celebration of the mall. The event features comments from former city manager Cole Hendricks, former mayor Nancy O'Brien, Bob Stroh of the Downtown Charlottesville Association, current mayor David Brown, and current city manager Gary O'Connell. The event was hosted by Mark O'Brien and Crystal Cameron of NBC 29 WVIR.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the 30th celebration of the Downtown Mall. It's a pleasure for both of us to be here. I'm Crystal Cameron, along with my co-anchor, Mark O'Brien. We co-host the Sunrise Show on NBC 29, so it is certainly a pleasure to be out here today celebrating this momentous occasion with all of you. And I'm fairly new to the area, so I'm going to let Mark start. He's been here for a while, and he also went to UVA, so he is a grad and has seen the place really kind of pick up and grow. So, Mark, I'm going to let you start off right now. Well, first of all, actually, I need to give kudos to the Star of the West Band. Weren't they fabulous, everyone?
Yes.
Great job, guys.
Yeah, thank you to them, and thank you for coming, although she puts a little pressure on my shoulders thinking that I'm, you know, a native here. But, you know, when I first came to Charlottesville 7 years ago as a student at UVA, and everyone said, you have to go to the Downtown Mall. And, of course, at that time, I thought, you know, we'd have this big shopping metropolis somewhere downtown where all the latest high-end stores or whatnot would be. And when I got here, I was taken aback, admittedly, because it's not what you think when you hear Downtown Mall. But after 7 years being here and coming down here for lunch, for shopping, and even visiting some friends who live down here, as I'm sure you all well know, as this has been here for 30 years now, I wouldn't imagine the Downtown Mall being anything other than what it is now. It's probably what is most recognizable and most associated with Charlottesville when you come down here. And I almost feel like I'm preaching to the choir a little bit because a lot of you are nodding your heads and saying, yeah, that is. This is Charlottesville. Although I found out in you know, doing a little bit of reporting about the history of the Downtown Mall in the 30 years here that some people weren't so crazy about it at first, you know. A lot of people were happy about Main Street, had their businesses on Main Street, loved coming down to Main Street and being a part of what was then Charlottesville. And some people weren't too crazy about having the cars shut off and just making it open to foot traffic rather than car traffic. But I think if you ask any of them now, their whole opinions have changed. And no one, as I said, can imagine the Downtown Mall being anything but. And like Crystal mentioned, we're here to celebrate the 30th birthday of the Downtown Mall because it was July 3rd, 1976, that the commemorative stone, the last stone of this pedestrian mall, was laid right over there. I think one of the vendors has become home for him for right now. But so if you have a chance, go visit. There's a marker for the 25th anniversary of the mall as well. A lot of history here. But, you know, I know a lot of people are excited about the mall and a lot of people are excited about the next 30 years of the mall and what it holds as well, because it's certainly changing. And, you know, here today we have some people who are going to share their thoughts about the history and the future. And we'll have, former city manager Cole Hendricks. Cole, I'm so sorry, sir. I associate you with the town of Orange
later.
Now.
Well, today, as you know, we're here to celebrate 30 years of the Downtown Mall. The first four blocks of the mall were finished and dedicated 30 years ago, as Mark has told you. That was 1976, and that was the year of the country's bicentennial. I'm here today to represent the people who conceived the need for something different downtown 35 years ago. The people who transformed the dream into a plan. The people who approved and financed the plan, and the people who transformed the plan into a reality. Well, who were some of these people? And it's with great peril that I'm going to mention some of them. The first of all, there were downtown business leaders. Al Clements, Hovey Dabney, Bernard Haggerty, Mary Williams, and Bill Downer. There were the city council members, Mitch Van Yeres and Councilman Charles Barber, who were the two that voted for the mall. And there were three that who could not vote for it: Francis Fife, George Gillam, and Jill Reinhart. There was the architect and the engineers who were involved. Many people don't realize that the Market Street parking garage was the first part of the mall project. We had to build the parking garage before we could take the cars off of Main Street. The design firm for the parking garage was Kimley Horn of North Carolina. And the mall itself was designed by Lawrence Halprin, who at the time was the foremost landscape architect in the United States. Then there were some city staff members who were involved in this project for several years. There was Guy Agner, who was the director of public works, Bern Ewart, who was the deputy city manager at the time, and Satyendra Hooja, who was the director of planning. And lastly, but probably the most important, were the property owners and the merchants. And these were the big risk takers in this particular project. If it were not for the dream and those who helped transform the dream into reality, which we have today, we'd not be here. While the plan was executed 30 years ago, the fruition of the dream did not materialize until many years later. Those who have governed in the intervening years are to be commended for having the foresight to not return the mall to the street which it had been. The challenge today is to keep the dream alive and to improve on it. And so, Mr. Mayor and Mr. Manager, to you, we who had the dream and developed the plan, pass on that responsibility to you. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Hendricks, for making the long trip from Orange. It's a pleasure to see you. And the dream looks like it's surely alive and well tonight. Right now, we want to hear from former Mayor Nancy O'Brien. If you would come up, ma'am, and talk with us this afternoon. She was actually here for the dedication ceremony of the mall back in 1976. We're not trying to age you, Nancy, but come on up and share a little bit about your memories of the mall.
You didn't age me. The years have aged me, because when I stood here in 1976, I had no gray hair. I had children who were the age of my now grandchildren, and I was a lot thinner, too. But in 1976, we spent a lot of time thinking about 1776, because we were celebrating. And we were celebrating at that time and thinking about people with vision, people with faith that their vision could come true. And we were living it at that time. But downtown here in Charlottesville, we had a different vision, and we had faith that it would come true. It has come true in many ways that no one expected at the time. I don't think anybody envisioned Fridays after five or the first Friday art walks or a lot of those things. But this place has evolved into being something you think of when you think of Charlottesville, Virginia. For me personally, that year meant a great deal. It meant that here I lived in a city that in 1976 celebrated the fact that it had its first African-American mayor and its first female mayor and its first mall. So for me, those things all came together into a very important year, and I loved every minute of the time I served on City Council, and I love coming down here and seeing how this place has evolved and continues to evolve, though I know a lot fewer people than I did at the beginning. I'm finding that as exciting as anything. So thank you for including me, and enjoy today.
Thank you, Nancy. Next, we'd like to call up current city manager Gary O'Connell. As Nancy mentioned, the mall has been about change. It has been about vision. And certainly it's been that way for 30 years, and it will continue to be that way for the next 30 years. And, you know, I don't think a lot of people would have imagined the pavilion and whatnot that's here now. And one of the guys that's taking us to the future of the mall, Mr. Gary O'Connell.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is a really exciting moment. Probably like many of you, you're sitting here thinking of maybe your first experience, your first time downtown. My first experience was before the mall was built when my wife was a student at the university. But my first experience on the mall was 25 years ago. The thing I remember the most were the trees. And I'd forgotten until I saw a picture a couple weeks ago. I mean, the trees we thought, I think, back then were a pretty good size. But you look at them now and how much they've grown and flourished. And I think the vision and I think the dreams that people had when the mall was built, and there were lots of people, you've heard some of the names. It's one of the great things about Charlottesville. It's a community that helps make things happen. There are clearly some key people that make things happen, but it's really the community. And that's the spirit that's happened downtown. And much like the trees have grown over time, I mean, you look at how large and magnificent they are. This mall has grown. The original mall was smaller than what we see now. It's been extended a couple times. It's been extended down the side streets. We've had new trees planted, new flowers planted. We have new buildings like the Omni Hotel, the Ice Park, the movie theater, renovations, businesses all the way down the mall to at the other end with some new work that's going on right now. There's been lots of investment, public investment, private investment, public-private partnerships, I think, to bring them all to be what it is today. My other memory is one that's probably not so positive, but probably most of you remember, is within the last 8 to 10 years, you could walk downtown at 5:30 and you would be by yourself. I don't think there's a day of the year now where that's the case. See the activity tonight, even in winter days where there's snow on the ground, there are lots of people coming downtown because it's really become the heart and soul of the community. I think that's what's special about that vision that the city council and all the different staff and all the community leaders at the time created 25 years ago, or 30 years ago, and we continue to build on that. And I think that's what's special is this mall continues to find ways, whether it's private business people or the city or us coming together to try to find special ways to celebrate the mall and continue to expand it. So those are my memories of the 25 years.
Thank you very much, Gary. And now we want to introduce the current mayor, David Brown, if you want to come up and say a few words. And as we've mentioned, the groundwork has obviously been laid very well, and the goal is to keep the dream alive and keep business thriving down here. And we'd love to hear from the mayor right now with his comments, sir.
Well, 30 years ago, I was an undergraduate at the University of Virginia. And I have to say, I don't think I came downtown more than twice in my 4 years at UVA. And I think you'd have a hard time finding any current University of Virginia students that don't come down here all the time. So, you know, things have really changed in that period of time. As mayor, perhaps the most fun thing I do is when visiting city officials from around Virginia or from around the country come here, they are blown away by the downtown mall. They just can't believe what we have in this city and how vibrant our downtown is. I mean, this is unique, and it's really special. But, you know, as a politician, I'd like to take credit for this. but I don't think I can. This was here. The credit goes to a lot of, of course, unless you count like all the meals I've bought, all the jewelry I've bought for anniversaries, the books I bought in the bookstores. But you know, the credit goes and thanks goes to a lot of visionary people, a lot of people that took a risk, and especially to all the merchants who have invested in the downtown mall to make this place a reality. You know, and there was a period of time where that was not necessarily a risk that was going to pay off. I think Mr. Hendricks was very accurate. You know, the challenge is to make sure that 30 years from now we continue to have a great downtown mall. You know, what do we have to do to do that? We have to balance the sort of our desire to grow, to become more of a city, to become more urban. We're going to have more density, to have more density downtown, more walkability. You know, to have development. But at the same time, not lose the charm and the scale that makes the mall a special place. And that's a challenge for city council, but it's really a challenge for the community. You know, everyone has to pay attention to what's happening, give their opinions, offer their insights, because together is what makes this a special place to be. So thank you, and 30 years from now, I'll be like Nancy O'Brien. I'll come back here and I'll tell you about my grandchildren. And so anyway, thank you very much.
Well, using his logic, I guess we can all take credit for it, but come to think of it, that's probably, there's a large degree of truth in that, because we all come down here and enjoy the restaurants, enjoy the people, enjoy the community. Speaking of which, I want to call up to the stage now Bob Stroh. I wonder where he went off to. There he is. He is the co-chair of the Downtown Business Association of Charlottesville, and we all know that without the businesses here, there would be a large element of the downtown mall missing. So I'd like to ask him to come up here and share his thoughts about the downtown mall in 30 years.
Well, welcome to the anniversary. We were going to call it a birthday party, but that was a little too festive, I guess. Too much cake. So there's just enough cake for an anniversary. Thanks for coming. My memory of the downtown mall goes back all those 30 years. I was working here a long time before that as an usher at the Paramount Theater and then at Reed's Market, where I met my wife, and then at Charlottesville Parking Center right out of college. And I've seen downtown mall grow and thrive and then not thrive so much and then grow again. And then it's been a steady uphill roller coaster, if you will, but never declining in any length of time and continuing to grow until here we are today. And I'm just so pleased with where we stand at this moment. I look for the next 30 years to be even better and continue the growth that we've experienced. And I think it's because we are a unique community. The Charlottesville Albemarle community is unique. And I think it's a credit to all of us that we look to this area here and say, this is something we want to support. When Cole mentioned that we didn't tear it up and turn it back into a street, that was a real possibility for a time. And I think it's taken a lot of effort and a lot of dedication and a lot of willpower to stay the course. And yet here we are, 30 years out, and a lot to celebrate.
And I just wanted to mention real quick, I've only been in town for 6 weeks, and one of the most charming things about Charlottesville is definitely the downtown mall. And every one of you know that, so I'm just kind of, as Mark said, preaching to the crowd right now. But it was definitely a selling point when choosing to come here, and I already feel like I'm part of the community and I'm home. So it's really exciting to be here, and I'm so thrilled to be able to share this day with all of you.
Afterwards, I spoke with Dave Norris, recently elected to the city council. I asked him how he thought the mall would develop in the next 30 years.
Well, I think the mall will continue to be the cultural and commercial center of civic life and urban life here in the Charlottesville area. And I hope to see the mall continue to thrive and continue to bring people downtown. I think one of the biggest changes that we're going to see over the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years is more residential activity in the mall, which is really going to help to create the kind of walkable community and sort of 24-hour community that we want to see down here. It's already starting to happen, and we're going to see a lot more of that in the future, I predict. So. Sometimes it takes really bold risk to create change in a lasting fashion. And, the decision that they made 30 years ago was quite visionary, and it's paid off. You know, and there were some hard times along the way, but this is that's the kind of entrepreneurial spirit that I hope that we can continue to bring to council and address all kinds of issues here in the community. So,
Colette Hall is the president of the North Downtown Neighborhood Association.
And at one time, people used to think of North Downtown as the streets off the Park Street area, but not anymore. I was thinking about it myself the other day, and we now have so many residents who either live on the mall or just off the mall, like the Terraces, York Place, the Holsinger Building will be occupied soon, and probably half, I would say, of the different shops above the shops are apartments and condos. So our neighborhood has expanded almost double what it used to be, and now we represent a very urban group of people rather than merely city dwellers and homes.
What are the advantages to living downtown?
I love it. I love living downtown. I don't live on the mall. I live three or four streets away, but I walk. I can walk to the bank. I can walk to the library. I can walk to City Hall. I can walk to the post office. I can walk to the drugstore, the pharmacy. I can walk to the movie house. And that was my whole reason for my husband and I moving to the downtown area, was that We could walk. We even live a few blocks from our church.
You've been listening to the 30th anniversary celebration of the Charlottesville Downtown Mall. Brought to you by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. We receive support from FlyingDogMedia.com. Music in this piece was from the Star of the West Band. I'm Sean Tubbs. Thanks for listening.